is an informational item, which is our recognition of Sunshine Week, March 12th to the 18th. And we'll have our clerk present that to us.
Yes, good morning, commissioners. Starting this week, it is Sunshine Week. It's a recognition of government transparency within the office of the clerk. As we serve as the records officer for the county, we also facilitate the multiple public requests for records that we receive and coordinate those efforts throughout the county and throughout the departments, making sure that people are trained up on that. And so it is just important to recognize how important government transparency is as we make documents and records public, as we involve the public, to where the people can understand fully what's going on within their government at all levels. And so Sunshine Week was begun back in 2005 and is celebrated each year about this time of year. This is also James Madison's birthday month and week, and he was a proponent of open and transparent government as well. So with that, that's it. Thank you, commissioners.
Thank you. So that was our elected clerk, Brian McKenzie. We also have our elected auditor, Curtis Koch, Commissioner Bob Stevenson. I'm Lorraine Kamalu, Commissioner Randy Elliott, Commissioner, and Neil Geddes from our Civil Attorney Office. Thanks, everyone, for being here. Let's now go to public comment. If there's anyone here to address the commissioners for 3 minutes, we'd love to hear from you. All right, not anyone today, so we'll move to business in action. First up is our Community and Economic Development Director, Kent Anderson, with item one.
It's not as great as Sunshine Week, I think that sounds. I was waiting for a little song to come out, let the sunshine down. I like that.
Full sun behind
us
right now.
Yeah, I like that. Commissioners, we got one item today for your consideration. It's an approval of a standard service provider contract with Bandwango Inc. for a single pass software license. Terms pay the amount of $5,000 beginning 3/1/2023 to 2/28/2024.
Okay.
Sounds... I make a motion we approve the item for the standard service provider contract with Bandwango.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Kent.
Thank you.
Then we have Facilities Director Lane Rose with item number two.
Morning, Commissioner. Commission. One item. This is with Quaddy Incorporated. This is for an ACH debit for our postage on our automatic postage machine. This is just a pass-through for your signatures. Terms beginning 3/14 of 2023.
Move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Lane. We have from the Sheriff's Office, Chief Deputy Andy Oblad with number... 3 and through 7. Thank you.
Good morning.
Morning.
So this first one is the SCRAM program, approval of release of liability, waiver of rights, and participation agreement for the Secure Continuous Remote Alcohol Monitoring Program for participants 1, participant 2, participant 3, and participant 4. Terms are receivable in varied amounts based on test use and monitoring fees, begins upon final signature and runs until the participant is no longer under court order to participate in the program. Number 4 is an approval for the training reimbursement agreement for law enforcement officer training at post with Marcos Timoteo Abarca. Terms are payable in the amount of $24,512. Begins on the day this individual is sworn in as a deputy sheriff and runs for 2 years from that date. This becomes a receivable if at any time this individual defaults on the contract.
Do we know if that got the HR? Okay, so it did have final approval. Thank you.
And then number 5 is also a training reimbursement agreement.
Looks like we're going to table this one. Is that still?
I'll just wait for HR to approve it.
That's a question that we probably need to ask Neil. We had received information from the attorney's office that there were some provisions lacking on that item.
Number 5. I saw that note yesterday. My preference would be we just table it to see if we can make sure we get all those missing elements. I'm not familiar with what specific elements are missing.
Yeah, I can just put it on the next.
Yeah, let's do that.
Do it in 2 weeks or something.
Okay.
That would be great.
No problem.
Thank you.
Number six is the approval of negotiated settlement agreement with the Davis County Sheriff's Office employee. Terms are beginning March 14th of 2023. And number seven is approval of modification of the grant with the USDA Forest Service, increasing funding and updating the contacts. In terms of this, it's receivable amount of $19,000, beginning March 7th of 2023 and the rest through the end of the year.
And did that one get its okay, approvals are good there. Thank you. Wonderful. And I just, before we have a motion, just to say we had a great discussion in Budget Committee. We were talking about substance use, which is, you know, part of the challenge of the opioid epidemic and other substances used and difficult for folks and households and organizations and governments. And still the alcohol is one to not forget. It's absolutely a substance of abuse. And there are folks who are having problems with that and wanting to have help to get better. So that's what that is, thankfully. So with that, I move that we table item 5. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Oh, second. Oh, sorry, I messed up.
Second.
Aye. Okay, and we are all in favor. And then approval of 3, 4, 6, and 7. I make that motion. Right, Bob, I think got the second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, I'll make approval of the consent items, February 21st, 2023 work session meeting minutes, and then February 21st, 2023 regular commission meeting minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. I move the recess to Board of Equalization.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Commissioners, you have for your consideration today, excuse me, on your property tax register under auditor adjustments, a recommended approval of an exempt status for a school on 5 different parcels. The amount is not determined, but they qualify under the provisions of the law. And so as that is calculated, we would recommend that that be approved. Under corrections, you have 12 veteran exemption tax abatements and recommending 1 residential exemption be granted. Under the treasurer adjustments, you have a small balance write-off of $3.77 on various properties, and that is your property tax register for March 14th, 2023.
I make a motion that we approve the property tax register as presented to us.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Very good. I move that we reconvene commission meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. We have, lastly, any comments? Anything from our clerk? Anything from our auditor?
No comment, thank you.
Okay. The attorney? Commissioner Elliott?
No.
Commissioner Stevenson?
No.
All right. I'm just looking to see if there's anything notable. And lots of different work going on in the county, but nothing for me to comment on today either. So with that, we will adjourn at 10:09. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day and week.
Wow. Wow. We have a record. Is that a record? Can we put a record board on the wall here? Like, the date and the time that it's
10:09 and the commissioner in charge.